Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Brown moves to third. Porter moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Porter scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. the Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. Calm hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. There goes Montague. The throw from Hayworth to second, and Montague is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Montague fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Myatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Johnson moves to third. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sorrell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Montague applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt bunts towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis can't make a play. That's a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montague bunts towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Montague for the out. Morgan scores. Com moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Gehringer moves to second. JoJo White pinch hits for Nolan Richardson. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Heine Schubel now playing third base. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Reel pinch hits for Vic Sorrell. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Davis moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards third. Schubel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive towards first. Davis catches it and throws to second to double up Morgan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.